Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Everyday Miracles. This is the show where we open your mind to unlimited possibilities. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and it's so great to have you join me here today. As I mentioned last week on the show, for those of you who are listening, I really want to hear about the miracles that have transformed your life. And this show for me is all about us sharing our experiences. So whether you've had a spiritual encounter, an uplifting experience, something you manifested, maybe even a moment of self-realization, whatever it is, please send me along your miracle story, and I'd love to read it on the air to all of our listeners. I've already got some great stories coming in that I'm going to share with you probably next week. You can send your miracle story to me at miracles@candacemclain.com. So that's miracles at CANDACEMCLEAN.com. Now, just before I introduce our guest, Trevor Gallagher, today, I want to say that I've really been moved these past few days, as I'm sure you all have been, you know, just watching those miners emerging one by one out of that tiny capsule, just seeing them reunite with their families again. It's been so inspirational to watch, and the fact that they all survived in the first place, that really was such a miracle, wasn't it? I mean, here's a situation where, let's face it, the odds were completely against them. And over the years, there have been several mines that have collapsed, and no one has ever survived for this length of time underground. So to think that all 33 of them actually survived for that incredible span of time, over 2 months we're talking about, that is just amazing to me. And when you think about the prayers from around the world, the great effort and skill, the planning, and even the precision involved in rescuing them and bringing them to safety, it's really phenomenal. And you know, the world that really doesn't talk about miracles that much, have you noticed this? Headline after headline after headline is really calling this a miracle. So it's great news, and we send our thoughts to the miners and their families today, as well as our gratitude to all the rescuers involved. And now moving on with this show, today we've got a great show for you. I'm really excited about this. I've been looking forward to this for some time. We have Mr. Trevor Gallagher with us all the way from the land down under. And Trevor's going to talk with us today about a healing modality that he created called Heart Resonance. And he's going to explain what that is for us in a few moments. But I can tell you that people have experienced all kinds of benefits and healings from receiving this treatment, even over long distance. I personally know some practitioners and teachers of heart resonance on the West Coast. And interestingly enough, there are quite a few hypnotherapists who have taken this training, so it makes me all the more curious. So Trevor Gallagher has over 30 years' experience as a spiritual teacher, as a mentor, and a visionary. And he's been described as a conduit for spiritual information. He's an author of 7 books, and he's introduced the world to this new energetic healing of heart resonance. His message is simple, but very deep and very powerful. And Trevor comes from such pure intention with all the work that he does, and he has an enormous amount of knowledge and wisdom to share with others. He works with divine love, and he's helping others do the same. He unravels the complexity of life in a way that allows the simplistics of human truth to shine bright. He believes that everything we desire as humans is obtainable from within ourselves if only we get out of our own way and allow our divineness to arise. And throughout the last 20 years, Trevor has taught thousands of people in numerous countries to live with more happiness and love. Trevor himself has many abilities to share, and we're very honored to have him as our guest today. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Candace. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a real privilege to be with you today.
Thank you so much. It's great having you here with us. And in your corner of the world, I understand it's pretty early in the morning.
It's actually just gone past 7 a.m. in the morning, and all the birds are out squawking, and I was sitting here wondering if all of these birds are going to make too much noise for you.
Oh, that's just fine. Trevor, before we go into heart resonance itself, just going back to what I discussed at the beginning of the show, the successful rescue of the miners in Chile. I imagine in Australia there was a lot of coverage of this story as well. But I read in an article how one of the miners became the spiritual leader for the group. He led them in prayer. He helped to keep their hopes up. And together they even created a shrine. So I'm just wondering, with your experience as a spiritual mentor for so many years, how important do you think that role was in terms of their survival underground for over 2 months?
I think it would have played quite a major role. I wasn't actually aware that actually occurred. I was aware of all the miners down here in Australia. Every radio and MTV station was covering it almost on an hourly basis. But, yeah, I wasn't aware about the shrine that one gentleman actually built. And to me, what that would have done, it would have actually linked energetically the whole group together. It would have brought them, together to form a very strong, would say, energy connection, which would have strengthened and, I suppose, helped them to go through the ordeal they went through. So, yeah, that's quite amazing to hear that someone actually did that down there. So that man must have been very, very aware, I should imagine, either, from a spiritual point of view or a religious point of view, that it was important to group the men together to form that strong sort of energy and bond.
Yeah, I would imagine. And then I actually heard that a couple of the miners who prior to that weren't that spiritual have now become quite spiritual as a result of everything they went through and this spiritual leadership. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, to me that would be, I'm sure the experience they had down there would have brought up a lot of self-evaluation, and to me, it would have been like a very intense meditation retreat, in a sense. That's probably not a good word to use, retreat, because I'm sure they went through lots of very fearful times down there. But often when we're in those very deep, dark sort of places within ourselves, we start to internalize and look at, I suppose, our mortality. And through that, often we can have, insights about our life, and very often too we can, even have, self-realization experiences. I know a practice I used to do many years ago, a practice called Sesshin, which I don't know if you've ever heard of that. You may have heard of the practice that grew out of that called Dyads. Basically what it is, it's a person puts intense focus onto a question or a point of focus for days and days and days on end. And as a result of that, what often happens is the mind puts up scenarios over and over again, and eventually it runs out of ideas. And in those moments, people often then have a high likelihood that they'll break through and have a self-realization, enlightenment experience. So I'm sure being stuck down inside the ground for weeks on end would have brought a lot of that, I suppose, internal valuation coming up. And who knows, people may have actually had, in a sense, mini self-realization experiences which have totally changed their perception of who and what they are on the planet, and, and also, you know, I suppose brought them into a more spiritual...
longer to be a new person. I think I've learned a lot of wonderful lessons about taking the good path in life. So, yeah, quite inspirational. Now, I imagine that on your journey that you've come across many lessons and personal revelations. What kind of things have you discovered about yourself along the way?
Oh, the list is enormous. I mean, through all the work that I've done throughout my life, I would say I've confronted myself on many levels, and as a result of that, I've become very aware of who and what I am, and as a result of that, seen many things I didn't like about myself. I mean, many years ago, I was a very insecure person. I had a very awkward childhood. I had an alcoholic, abusive father, and through all of that, I carried lots of negative energies. I had heaps and heaps of lack of value or self-love didn't exist in my life. And as a result of all that, I built up all of these insecurities and fears. And as I started to do, say, spiritual work on myself, I started to recognize and realize that, a lot of these things were within me. And I also realized that I knew what those energies within me were actually doing to my life. So it brought up lots of confrontation with myself, and I went through lots and lots of inner purging, and I'm still doing that today. It really hasn't stopped. I mean, I think we as humans, that's one of the purposes of us being here, is to go through all of these issues and attract to ourselves all of these, wonderful opportunities to, I suppose, advance ourselves as a spiritual soul. But through all my experiences, I've found lots of things I haven't liked about myself, and I've really had to search even deeper within to find ways to allow myself to let go and to, remove the things that I now see as non-truthful imprints and energies about myself. And through all of the processes that I've done, I would say it's brought me to a place now where I've become very detached and allowing about my life, and as well as all experiences that happen in my life. So as a result of that, I think now I've put myself in a space where I'm able to really say that I am very happy with my life. And many years ago, I could never, ever say that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, can really resonate with what you're saying. And we're always on this journey. We're always growing and discovering new things about ourselves, new things from the past that we need to get over to move forward. So we're going to move into our first break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Trevor about this incredible healing modality called Heart Resonance. You are listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLean. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ.
Back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McClain. My guest today is Trevor Gallagher, who owns the Path to Harmony Center in Brisbane, Australia. Trevor is discussing heart resonance with us today, and I'll let him talk about it more, but just to give you an idea, it's a healing modality that he created and has used to help people all around the world to heal and to awaken. Trevor, so could you walk us through how you initially discovered this method of healing, heart resonance? What brought you to this?
Okay, well, probably about 16 years ago now. Around that time of my life, I was a very dedicated meditator, and I was meditating about 6 hours a day. And through that, I became quite sensitive to, let's say, my intuitive levels and just subtle energy in general. And it sounds a little bit corny, but one day I was sitting there in one of my favorite meditation places, which was leaning up against a tree overlooking one of my dams on the property I was living on. Actually, dams, you may not know that word. That's like a little lake. I don't know if you call them dams in your country. But anyway, I was sitting there, and at the end of my meditation when I came out, I was just sitting there looking at the lake because I like to do that at the end of my meditations. And all of a sudden, all this information started downloading into my mind. It was like all this, you know, new information about healing and about how energy works, and lots of information about our energetic fields or energetic bodies that I call them. And that really was the start of everything occurring. And from that moment, I sat there for probably about an hour, and all this information filled my head. And then I just, you know, for the next couple of weeks after that, started pondering and thinking about all of this information that I now was aware of. And then from that it really started to grow. And probably about a year after that, I actually was treating people in my clinic space here in Brisbane, and a very unusual thing occurred, and that was I was treating a person, and literally across the treatment table from me, I started to get an image of an energetic being. And this being was very big, about 6 foot tall, golden in vibration, and turned up and was, you know, part of the healing session, in a sense. My client, as this being entered into the room, really started to go through all of these quite amazing energetic shifts and clearings. And
And was your client aware of this? Was your client aware of this being in the room?
Well, they were actually had their eyes shut, but what happened actually, as it came into the room, the whole room filled up with this most amazing smell, and they were actually smelling that because they asked me, was I, you know, vaporizing some essential oils? And I said, no, I wasn't. And so this being sort of came in for a little while, and then this person really just started going through all of this release. They started going through muscle spasms and, you know, body was shaking and so on and all of this. And then this being left, and it wasn't long after that that this being would start to turn up on a more regular basis. And through time, what has happened, you know, rather than go through about 4 hours of conversation here, basically what's been going on is that through the last 15 or 16 years, I've had numerous beings come to me, and some of them have actually, for want of a better word, have given me activations or initiations. And after they've given me these activations, then they would stay with me for a period of 3 or 4 or 6 months or so and almost become like my spirit teacher. And they would start teaching me information and basically have taught me the system I now call heart resonance.
And so that's interesting how over this period of time they've been giving you this information. And do they still teach you today?
Yes, they do. Actually, they come and go. Like, I've had moments where I've had, you know, one of these beings. I had a period there for about 2.5, 3 years where I had a group of 8 beings that were working with me and basically teaching me and activating certain frequencies within my body. And currently I have one being working with me, and it is still occurring to this day. And it was even up to last week I was shown something new about the heart resonance system, which I'm currently working with myself. And in the next few weeks and months, I will then put that into the actual workshop itself. So, yeah, it's ongoing.
So maybe can you explain to us what is heart resonance and how does it work?
Okay, that's a quite difficult question, but I'll do my best to answer that for you. Well, basically, heart resonance is a very specific frequency. I often will call heart resonance frequency divine love. I truly believe it is a pure frequency of unconditional love coming from a very high divine source.
And when we talk about resonance, it usually refers to a sound or vibration. So is that kind of what it is? Is it a feeling of a loving vibration then?
It is a very specific vibration. And when we talk about like resonance being sound, I believe everything in existence is energy, and all energy emits, well, color and sound. So the frequency of heart resonance does actually has a sound to it, or vibration. And most people that come in contact with it actually do get a sense of the, let's say, the vibration or the sound of heart resonance. Not so much hearing a sound, but they feel the vibration of it in their body, and also around their body. So it is probably a little bit misleading that the name heart resonance, also the word heart itself, it's not an energy that's coming out of, let's say, the practitioner's heart. In a sense, it's actually an external energy. It's not an internal energy coming from the practitioner. It's an external energy that they are able to link into as a result of the activations they receive during their training. And as a result of that, they can access this frequency. And what a practitioner does, especially, let's say, a level one practitioner, what they're able to do is intensify that frequency within their body. And as a result, the person they're treating actually gets entrained to the vibration. I don't know if you've heard that word entrained or entrainment before, but basically what entrainment means is when you get two energies beside each other, the dominant energy will set the pace, and the other energy will be pulled into a vibrational match with it. And we work with that entrainment principle with especially the lower levels of heart resonance. As I said, the practitioner has the ability to greatly increase and intensify the frequency we call heart resonance within their body, and the client being treated actually starts to be pulled into that vibrational match with that quality, and as a result, a lot of the disharmonious energy they hold within their body, which is the cause of illness and, you know, negativity and disharmony within the person's life, all of those energies start to be altered in their frequency, and as a result, over the next days and weeks, the person then goes through quite often quite dramatic positive shift and change in their life. And healing occurs as a result of it.
So what types of problems or issues have people come to you for, and how was Heart Resonance able to help them?
Okay, well, the list is a mile long, as we've treated people with, you know, a sore foot to, you know, tumors, and people with chronic aches and pains, arthritic conditions, chronic fatigue. The list goes on and on and on. Every person that comes to me or any Heart Resonance practitioner, what the standard sort of thing is said to all people is, let's say you came to me with a sore leg and you said, could you fix my sore leg? I would say to you, I haven't got a clue if I can. Because what happens with the Heart Resonance, when the frequency alters the person's vibration, then their body will respond to that in a very unique way. Now, sometimes it will, you know, work on the condition that we're actually treating, and you will get, you know, positive results with that. But sometimes there's actually no change at all within that condition that's presenting, but the person all of a sudden starts perceiving life totally different and, you know, in a more positive way. So there is always positive change occurring when a person is, let's say, impacted on with Heart Resonance energy, but not always you know, fixing a problem that they may have come to get addressed.
Right. So if a practitioner is working with someone, does it sometimes involve them getting intuitive messages at all or anything like that in terms of how to guide this person?
Most Heart Resonance practitioners simply... because I encourage all Heart Resonance practitioners to work on themselves as well. And as a result of that, they often become quite sensitive to energy. And because they're sensitive to energy, they often become much more intuitive and much more sensitive to what's happening within a person or a client's, you know, body or energy field, in a sense. So it's very common for a Heart Resonance practitioner to, when they're treating a person, to get all this information coming up about the person, about, you know, what they're not addressing in their life, what they're holding on to. And even it gets to a point, especially in the higher levels of Heart Resonance, where we start working in a more subtle way. The body literally starts to communicate to the practitioner, like the cells, the organs, the bones, the muscles, all of these parts of the body actually communicate to the practitioner.
I'm just going to get you to hold that thought because we have to move to break here.
Okay.
I'm Candice McLean, and you're listening to Everyday Miracles on the Transformation Network. We'll be right back.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLean. I have Trevor Gallagher here talking with us today about heart resonance, a powerful healing modality and tool. And thank you again, Trevor, for being a guest on the show today. I'm so happy to have you. And I want to let you continue. Yes, I want to let you continue. You were talking about heart resonance and how it works.
Well, yes, the heart resonance, how it works. Well, as I said, mentioned earlier, it really is, especially in the lower levels of heart resonance, it works through what we call entrainment, which, you know, as I mentioned earlier, basically means when we get two energies beside each other, the dominant energy will set the pace and the lesser energy will be pulled into a vibrational match. And that's basically how the lower levels of heart resonance works, where a practitioner intensifies that frequency and then the client is pulled into a match, thereby, you know, altering the disharmonious negative energies within the person into a more positive energy. And as a result, over days, weeks and months, the client then will go through positive change in their life. In the higher levels of heart resonance, we work a little bit more on a more higher, subtle level, and we start working at, you know, consciously removing what I would call imprinted energies within the body. A lot of these imprints are a direct result of, you know, our past conditioning and experiences. So from the day we're born, we're really molded to believe and perceive, in a sense, just like our parents. Our parents, you know, mold us to be right and proper humans, and unfortunately, however, they often pass on to us all of their emotional baggage as well. So, and through our life, as a result of that, we start attracting experiences to ourselves, and then we either react or respond to those experiences, and then if we do react, we often create negative imprinting into our energetic system, and then that literally burdens our life. So,
and as children, I mean, we take in everything
that is. Find those imprints and remove them.
Sure. Now, sometimes, do you ever end up going back to a past life? Do people carry those kinds of past issues with them?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I look at past lives a lot different from a lot of people that work with past lives, and I'm sure you, being a hypnotherapist, you guys work a lot with past lives and
yes.
And things like that. There is definitely quite a few people do get impacted on through what we call past lives. I look at all past lives as actually happening now. I don't believe there is such a thing as a past, excuse me, or future life in a sense. I look at all our lives are happening now. And as a result of what I would call harmonics, getting back to sound again, everything in existence is energy. Every life is actually an energy which emits a sound. And when you look at the law of, or what I call law of resonance and working with harmonics, a harmonic basically is, to give an example of a harmonic, if you hit two notes the same on a piano, let's say two C notes, you don't just hear those two C notes, you hear those two notes, but a bigger overall sound. And that bigger overall sound is what we call a harmonic or overtone. And often what happens when a person is impacted on by a past life, it happens because a harmonic or overtone actually occurs between their current life and the perceived past life. Why that happens, once again, looking at the human body like energy or sound, in every moment of your life, you change vibrationally, and that vibration is a sound. So in every moment, you change your sound. And every now and then, the sound that you are in this life matches the sound that you are in another life, and as a result, a harmonic link occurs. And at that moment, more past life information can bleed across into your current life, and then if it is negative, it can be can then burden and impact on your life. But to get back to your question, in a sense, yes, in the higher levels of heart resonance, we can actually work on any level, going back through different people's different lives a person has had, past, you know, what most people would call a past life.
Sure.
We can even move into future lives. We can go on to, we can even go to what I call your spiritual support crew, which is a lot of people would call them your guardian angel. So we have abilities to link into those energetic beings to get access to information to support the healing work that we're doing on a person as well. In the high, especially in the level 3 heart resonance, we really are linking into what I would call the fragment of God within ourselves, and from that level we're able to function as a healer, and as a result we're really unlimited and unhindered in any way. So.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this for so many years now. What would you say are some of the greatest physical or emotional healings or transformations that you've witnessed over time?
Well, once again, the list is enormous, but just to give you some examples, I treated a lady just the last time I was in Canada, actually, and she had she had an issue in her legs. She had nerve problems in her legs to the point where her nerves were just super hypersensitive, and you could touch her on the legs and she would almost jump through the roof. And I worked on that lady, and basically what I did, I re-educated her nerve receptors to not be so, let's say, so active in a sense. And as a result of that, within a couple of minutes, the pain in her legs subsided, and I saw her probably about 2 weeks after, and she was able to literally hit her legs without any pain at all. So, and she had that pain for probably 8 to 10 years. Tried everything,
and that was after just the one treatment.
And sorry, I missed what you just said then.
That was just after one treatment.
That was after one treatment, yeah. One of the things, the beautiful things about heart resonance, one treatment often is enough. It's not a system where you have to have a series of treatments over a period of time to get good results. If shift can occur on that level, it can occur in one session. So
okay.
Other sessions aren't really needed.
Right. No, that's great. Now, I want to go into a little bit about how heart resonance is taught. Are there any previous requirements that people need to be able to learn this?
Not at all. No, as long as you're, you know, alive and breathing, you're able to learn heart resonance and become very effective at it. And all heart resonance people, you know, are really all accessing the same frequency And like, I've had heart resonance longer than anyone because I'm the one that really grounded it onto the planet. But any of my other heart resonance people that are working on the level that I'm working on are doing exactly the same thing. So I'm no better at it than anyone else that's actually doing it, in a sense. I might have a little bit more knowledge in some areas because, you know, because of my, I suppose, awareness, but generally speaking, all practitioners are the same. It's really not the practitioner doing it. It's the frequency and the consciousness that's attached to
right. that frequency. Right. And you have various levels of this course as well, correct?
Yes, I have three levels, and then after the three levels, there is you're able to also go to teaching level if one wishes to do so. But when I first started looking at doing the heart resonance system, all this information was coming in, and I started putting it into a workshop, and then it went, well, you know, I've got more information. What do I do with this? Oh, well, I have to make another workshop. But eventually, I made a decision going back a few years ago that I will never make it any more than three levels. I mean, some systems out there that, you know, they end up being 10, 12, you know, 20 levels, and just like,
yeah.
It's getting a little bit out of hand. So I made a decision that there will never be any more than three levels. Well, I made that decision that the spirit teachers that
sure.
stuff might have a different
how,
idea about
how many instructors of heart resonance do you have? And where are they located?
Sorry, I missed that again.
How many instructors of heart resonance do you have right now, and where are they located?
Okay, so I've only actually been starting to teach teachers over the last, say, 2 years, simply because the spirit teachers that have taught me this didn't actually give me the ability to activate the processes to make somebody a teacher. So it's only been about 2 years since I've been teaching teachers. In your land, in Canada, I have probably about 16 teachers, and most of them are in and around Vancouver or in BC. Some of those teachers, I believe, do travel over to the East Coast occasionally. To get information on that, probably would be best just to visit the official Heart Resonance website, which I'm sure you have the details there. If you could make them available to people, that would be great.
Sure. Let's tell the listeners that it's www.heartresonance.com, correct?
That's it, yes. That's the actual web address. That's the official Heart Resonance site. Now, all my teachers aren't on there, but the majority of them are. So, and there's quite a few teachers listed on in the practitioner trainers section of that website that they could get access to, you know, Canadian teachers or North American teachers. And quite a few of them are more than happy to travel, you know. So if you're wanting to become a heart resonance person and you live, you know, in some obscure place up in, you know, out of the way place in Canada, then just contact one of those Canadian teachers and say, hey, I'd like to learn heart resonance, and, you know, you more than likely can organize to get them to come to you.
Great. So you can visit www.heartresonance.com for more information on that. We're moving into another break now. This is Candace McLean with Everyday Miracles. When we return, we're going to find out about Trevor's upcoming book on heart resonance and how you can pre-order it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on
Are
that.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and I'm joined by Trevor Gallagher, spiritual mentor and the creator of Heart Resonance. Now, Trevor, you have an upcoming book, which is actually entitled Heart Resonance, Pure Divine Love. When is that going to be available for people to order?
That book should be out within the next 4 to 6 weeks' time. We're working frantically over here, getting the final little bits finished on it, so it can go to the printer. So we're hoping within 4 to 6 weeks it will be released. Yeah.
Okay. And are people able to pre-order the book at all?
Yes, they can. They can just go to the Heart Resonance website again, and I'm pretty sure my web person has already put that information up about pre-ordering. If not, they can just contact me via the email address there, just to say they would like a book. And as soon as it's hot off the presses, we'll ship them one out.
Okay, great. And you have some other books that you've written as well, and some DVDs and different things. Do you want to tell the listeners about some of those?
Well, yes, I have at this stage about 7 books I've written. I also have a DVD, all of those products are really on spirituality and spiritual development. The last book that I wrote last year, that book called Gracious Awakening, has a lot more really to do with the consciousness shift that's occurring on the planet. Some people would label that the ascension process. And that book goes into a lot of details about how to, I suppose, align yourself to that process to make your ride a lot easier. And so all of my books and products really are available at my website, not so much the Heart Resonance website, but my website, which is www.trevorgallagher.com. And so if you just visit that website, you will find there's a web store in there, and you can access all of those books and DVDs and so on. Yeah.
Great. Now, your center in Australia is called the Path to Harmony Center. And there you conduct a number of different workshops and the Heart Resonance course and various retreats. What are some of your upcoming events?
I have a series of Heart Resonance workshops coming up in Brisbane soon. I also will be conducting what I call a spiritual mentoring workshop. That workshop itself is done in two ways, three ways actually. We do it in a class environment. I also do it one-on-one with people where they come and stay at my house for 3 days, and we literally pull them apart and put all their beliefs and ideas and perceptions about life and Falmall in the bin and rebuild them, and hopefully they're smiling at the end of it. And so I do that, and I'm also looking at doing that process as well over a distance. I also have an ongoing sort of spiritual mentoring where I can do, you know, people in other countries where we, you know, get together on via phone or Skype on a regular basis, and we, you know, start looking at, you know, altering the way a person's creating their life. So I've got that coming up. All my retreats for this year have all been conducted. I'm sort of really winding down in a sense now to Christmas. I have, what else have we got coming up? A few other little bits and pieces. We do quite a few free evenings here in Brisbane where we do toning and chanting sort of evenings and meditation evenings, and they sort of happen on an ongoing basis as well. So
Most of my time
at the moment has been spent writing my new book, Heart Resonance.
Okay. And with the Heart Resonance book, are you going to – what can readers expect to learn from the book? Are they going to learn how it works?
Well, yes, in a way. Well, basically, all of the actual detail about all the practices are not in the book, because really the person needs to do the training.
Yeah, they'd have to be taught.
To utilize that.
Yeah.
However, I do go through and explain a lot of the processes that we use, but not in the detailed enough for people to think then they've got it and run off and start using it. But basically what the book has, it really has my journey through the last 15 years of what I've been through, well, you know, what every time I've, you know, I've had contact with these spirit beings, for want of a better word, they've, you know, energetically have impacted greatly on my life. They've brought up all of this, you know, emotional release and have changed the way I viewed life. And a lot of that journey is written within that book. So not only do people get a really clear understanding of what I've been through, they also get a good clear understanding of what the system's about. But also within the book, I also have added little bits of information to help people, I suppose, change the way they're looking at how they're creating their life. So there's a lot in the book that will help a person just to, you know, make positive change to their life, even if they don't want to do Heart Resonance. Yeah.
Trevor, what message can you leave with our listeners today based on all of the spiritual guidance that you've received?
Okay. Well, without, once again, going in for hours and hours, probably the most important thing, I believe in this current time that we live in, the most important thing for all humans is to do whatever you can to bring yourself into a detached and allowing space. In other words, not grasping and holding on to things. The more allowing a person can be, the more energetic movement is created through their system, and as a result of that, you naturally become happy and healthy. At our very core, at our essence of who we are actually complete, whole, happy, and so on. And it's only the imprinting and our alignment and attachment to the non-truthful energies, which, you know, all fear-based energies we've built up through past experiences and so on in our lives. It's our connection to them and attachment to them, or the energy we put in to push them away from ourselves, that creates stagnation in our energies. And as a result, it stops us from living in a detached and allowing vibrational space. So whatever a person can do to bring himself into a more detached, allowing space, I would strongly encourage all your listeners to do. A little statement I read years ago, I don't know who actually said this originally, but they were a very wise person, and it's always stuck with me as well, and that is, all that I see is me, and that statement to me means, well, my understanding of non-separation, I believe everything in existence is actually a part of me, is me. So when you look at every person you meet, and look at every experience as all that I see is me, it starts to change the way you react and respond to people and situations. So, you know, if I get angry at a person, who am I actually getting angry with? It's actually myself.
Right. So, I've actually heard an analogy. It's like we have a large mirror, and this mirror has been broken in all these little pieces, and everybody around us has a little piece of this mirror that they hold up to us, and we see our own reflection. I thought that goes along with what you said. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And listeners, I want to tell you that Trevor has been so generous to provide 3 copies of his book, Gracious Awakening, which he spoke about a little bit earlier. This is all about that shift in consciousness, that journey that we're on. And the toll-free line is open right now. The first 3 callers will receive Gracious Awakenings by Trevor Gallagher. Please call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And next week on the show, I have Dr. John DeMartini, best known for his appearance in The Secret, and he's going to talk to us about his new book, Inspired Destiny, Living a Fulfilling and Purposeful Life. You don't want to miss that. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Please remember, if you have a miraculous story to share, email me. I want to hear from you. I want to share your story on the air. You can go to my website, www.candacemclain.com, and enter your information in there. And I want to thank my guest today, Trevor Gallagher. Thank you, Trevor, for taking the time to talk to us today and sharing your knowledge and wisdom around this profound method of healing.
Thank you, Candace. And once again, it's been a real pleasure. And I've, I thank your listeners for staying tuned in.
And I'm hopeful that we can bring more interest to Heart Resonance and get some more practitioners in North America. Again, there are some instructors in British Columbia, in the Vancouver area, who are teaching Heart Resonance, or otherwise a trip to Australia is always good.
I'm very open to come anywhere in the world to teach as well. If there's enough people there and we can organize the appropriate, visas and paperwork, then I love traveling.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so visit Trevor's website, www.heartresonance.com, for more information. And thank you to everyone for tuning into Everyday Miracles today. We'll see you next week. Take care.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McLain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.